Am I supposed to be searching for God to become a Christian, or am I supposed to wait and let God come to me? Great question. Great question. Yes. Certainly we should be searching for God. But as we search for God, we need to understand that when God does come, it's because he came to us. There's a verse in the scripture that says that God first loved us. It says we love God. Yes, we are to love God because he first loved us. Do you remember a story in the Bible? Any of you might have read enough of the Bible to maybe have read the account of a man named Lazarus. It was somebody that Jesus was close to. And Lazarus had died, and Jesus came, and it's the story of raising him from the dead. Now, picture Lazarus. Did Lazarus have to get up and walk? He did, didn't he? He had to get up. To get out of that tomb, did he get out? Yeah. How was he able to do that? It's because God first came to him and gave him life. If you were to look at the history of theology, the study of God through the ages, there is a lot of description given to that that says this: it's the order of salvation. In Latin, it was called the Ordo Salutis, and it was the idea of, well, what starts the whole process of a person becoming a real Christian? And it's God first loving us. Not just God doing something in history for us, but now God doing something right now for us, which is called regeneration. Once our hearts are regenerated, then we can have faith and repentance. So the first thing that happens really is God. But the first thing that you could ever notice would be what we end up doing. Lazarus had to get up and he had to walk. Now, you know what that'll do to you? That will change your whole understanding of you being a Christian. What it'll do is this: you will never, if you get that, you will never look at somebody who's not a Christian and look down your nose on them and say, you ought to become a Christian like I did. What's wrong with you? No. You go, wow, God, look what you did for me. I can't brag about what happened to me, because it was really your love that started the whole process. And by the way, it will now explain why I said week number one, if you will read a few minutes at least every single day of John, you read the Bible, and that's what's going to bring life. There's a verse in Romans 10:17. Faith, remember, you have to have faith and repentance. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. So there's another verse in Scripture in 2 Timothy, and it says this. It says that the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, literally piercing, dividing into our very heart. So I don't usually say this until after the process of someone investigating. I said, you know why I was so adamant about you reading a little bit every day? More important than anything we do together, it's you reading a little bit of John every day. You know why? Because we believe the Bible is a sword. It's like a sword. It cuts. And that's what starts the life process. The Bible says you have to die in order to come alive. How do you die? God uses his Word. That's why I would read the Bible. If I'm saying, maybe there's something to this, I'd say, well, hey, you do this. It is God's work, but you need to do something. You need to get into the Word. Or I put it this way. It'd be like when I meet with somebody, I'm helping them investigate based on what I believe. I say to them, hey, what do you think about the Bible? I don't buy the Bible. I don't believe the Bible at all. I have some peers in ministry who say, well, I can't do anything for that person. They don't even believe the Bible. I go, what are you talking about? Why do you care whether they believe the Bible? If we believe in the Christian faith, why do you care if they believe the Bible? What do you mean? What do you mean? I say, well, the way I look at it, I meet with them and they say, I don't believe the Bible. And I said, well, good. Take this little Bible home with you and read a little bit every day. I'm asking him to go stick himself every day. Then I meet with him and we go through the John and I take a big sword. If that analogy is correct. It's if the Bible is what does for us, creates the faith within us. God uses the Bible. Then if I'm saying, if this is real, how do I investigate? I'd say, I'd stick myself with the Bible a whole lot and see if it's real. That's the best way to find out if it's real. Go to the Bible. All right?